Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studio at my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a happy Rosh Hashanah to my Jewish friends out there today and tonight. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people, and I mean all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you for what you're doing, especially to those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers that are out there keeping America rolling along. And you know who you other folks are. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later. But don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the little offers we have over there for you. Well, joining us right now, the prayer intercessor, Ms. Rosemary. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain, and I'm telling you, what a first hour.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't even try to match it.
We lit the...
You lit me. Okay, let me say hi to Catwoman and Dave, by the way. It was nice hearing. Always nice to hear, you know, voices of people, and I just love all of you all so much. Now, I heard someone yesterday in a sermon state, don't let anyone steal your hallelujah, and I thought, oh, here we go. Okay, you know, at the beginning of the week, my theme song, and by the way, it's much longer. It's one you just got to pull down. It's called I'll Raise a Hallelujah. Here we go, people. I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than my unbelief. My weapon is a melody, and heaven will come to fight for me. I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're going to hear my praises roar. I don't know if we can get louder, Captain, but we're trying. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated. The king is alive. But you've got to hear that song to really know. It is a bumper. Now, let's talk about the spiritual warfare. That's my specialty. Oh, Lord have mercy, spiritual warfare. It's going to be there forever. I guess for over 5 years I've been on this beat of spiritual warfare, but about a year ago, some of you remember, if you've been with the captain that long, some of you have not been, I said I've got to up my ante a little. I feel it's going to get very, very powerful. Evil versus good. I don't know how to say it any different. It's evil versus
good. That's what it is.
Good. It's exactly right. There's a dark force trying to put the light out, but I will tell you, when they go low, and you've heard me say this many times, then we have to go higher. And something I have to tell you, and I'll be with you all many nights on this, people, beloved people, because there's much in the Bible about how to fight this stuff. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. You know, it's easier to have a gunfight. But supernaturally, you can't fight this stuff unless you have the power of the force of God within yourself. That's what I have to show you, really do. I mean, and I know that's why I can't go low, because if I do, I will not be able to overcome the dark forces. We have to be the light in the world. We have to be the light that covers the darkness, puts it out. By the way, very interesting. A friend called me yesterday and said, get the History Channel on, get the History Channel on. Thank God I have friends that are up to this. It was a special, by the way, scientifically done on the power of prayer. a whole, was it ever good? It was a new one, and I thank God for friends that call me to let me know when these are going, because I'm not a TV person normally. Now, it was actually going to, I believe it was Israel, and it was showing how they actually did, had devout prayers and different things they do, which I don't do, but how the prayers worked when they had no water at one time, and it was just fantastic how it, now the History Channel is pretty accurate, and I could have put out something that's, you know, so anyway, I thank God for, and thank God for the friends that are tuning in by radio tonight to help me through this, because they knew I had kind of a rough weekend, we'll just say. We're fighting some dark forces, people, and by now, you know what made me happy? I went off the air Friday, ecstatic. Some of you remember. Well, there was a reason, because I realized that after watching that horrific, what would you call it, Captain? What shippy thing I was watching? I don't know, the persecution of...
What would I call it? I call it outright lies to the American people.
There you go.
And trying to change the facts that were facts to begin with, and he just tried to change it all.
But you see, Captain, it was so obvious to people, mm-hmm. this one was, that I had friends come over to my side. I mean, sometimes things are just too obvious, and that one wasn't. That's why, but by the way, some of you were wondering, that's why Friday I was ecstatic, because we won over more people, because when lies are just so out there, you know, you can't even pretend.
Well, here's the major thing. He managed to get the report, the whistleblower report, changed to the way that he read it. He managed to get it to change to those words, and that is absolutely blatantly wrong.
It's immoral. It's indecent. Mm-hmm. I would think it'd be illegal, but I'm not a lawyer. But it was so that it helped us. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's why some of you wondered why I was ecstatic. Oh, there was a reason to be, and I remain that way. I don't care what Satan himself, and he's trying, or any demonic or any evil person or person of the left, and you hearing me, you're hearing Rosemary say this, you can try to put me out, you can try to do anything you want, but you better be darn careful, because I'll tell you, I am used to spiritual warfare. I am a spiritual warrior. So be careful, be darn careful, and be careful if you come against our president, who is serving God, who's under God's anointing. You better be careful. That's your warning, because there are many of us in deep prayer, and I'm telling you, I know Paula White right now. I wish she could hear this. I would join up with her any day.
She might be listening.
Well, Paula, God bless you, because you may be, but I'm going to tell you, I join with you and all the prayer groups. I will not let this go. And if you guys ever think that there isn't a night or day goes by I don't pray, I don't care what I'm suffering with, that prayer comes first, because my country and God come first. Yes, my country. And I will not allow it to see it go down. I will not. So help me, God. And I know there are many of you battling, but remember, again, as I go off air tonight, it's spiritual warfare, so remain high spiritual. It's a little different than taking a gun, shooting someone. This is harder, but I'm in it for the till death, and I know you all are too. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless you, and God bless America.
All righty. She just barely made it. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor in Kirkland, Washington, just outside Seattle. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, arthritis pain like I am, back pain like I also do, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, oh boy, I can tell you, muscle aches and general pain, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, I ran out of Relief Factor here for a little while, and my shipment didn't come in on time because of something that had happened. I forget what it was. I don't know if it was a strike or what it was, but there was something going on that my Relief Factor didn't come in on time. So for a couple days, I tried to rough it. I got back to the Aleve and all that stuff, and it would not cut it. Would not cut it. Got back on the Relief Factor again. Boom. End of story. Pain gone. And boy, I live with it. That's all there is to it. So I want you to try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start if you're in pain. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And at the end of 3 weeks, for sure, you will know whether or not that's going to work for you. Now, the results currently show that about 80% of you stay on the Relief Factor because it works. So $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for it. And it's going to ask you in there how you heard about it. And just put down captain for the referral code in there. And there you go. But the $19.95 quick start plus shipping and handling. relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. And that gets you there. Alrighty. Now, is there anybody other than me that remembers what happened on July the 11th, 2017, 9 days before President Trump was sworn in as president? Well, there was an article in Politico, which does not normally lean to the right. It normally leans to the left. But they wrote an article entitled Ukrainian Efforts to Sabotage Trump Backfire. The byline is Kiev officials are scrambling to make amends with the president-elect after quietly working to boost Clinton. Now, here's the way it starts, first two paragraphs. Donald Trump wasn't the only presidential candidate whose campaign was boosted by officials of a former Soviet bloc country. Ukrainian government officials tried to help Hillary Clinton and undermine Trump by publicly questioning his fitness for office. They also disseminated documents implicating a top Trump aide, which was Paul Manafort, in corruption and suggested they were investigating the matter, only to back away after the election. And they helped Clinton's allies research damaging information on Trump and his advisors, including Paul Manafort, a political investigation found. Now, a Ukrainian-American operative who was consulting for the Democratic National Committee met with top officials in the Ukrainian embassy in Washington in an effort to expose ties between Trump, top campaign aide Paul Manafort, and Russia, according to the people with direct knowledge of the situation. The Ukrainian efforts had an impact in the race, helping to force Manafort's resignation and advancing the narrative that Trump's campaign was deeply connected to Ukraine's foe to the east, Russia. But they were far less concerted or centrally directed than Russia's alleged hacking and dissemination of Democratic emails, which is what they did. Now, Russia's efforts was personally directed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Involved the country's military and foreign intelligence services, according to U.S. intelligence officials. Now, they reportedly briefed Trump a week before this article, the first week in January of 2017, on the possibility that Russian operatives may have been compromising some of the information on the president-elect. And at a Senate hearing a week prior to this January 2017 article, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said, and I quote, "I don't think we've ever encountered a more aggressive or direct campaign to interfere in our election process that we've seen in this case." Now, there's little evidence of such a top-down effort by Ukraine. Longtime observers suggest that the revamped corruption, factionalism, and economic struggles plaguing the country, not to mention the ongoing strife with Russia, which would render it unable to pull off an ambitious covert interference campaign in another country's election, and under the Ukrainian president at the time, his administration, along with the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, they insisted that Ukraine was going to stay neutral in the race. Yet Politico's investigative team found evidence of Ukrainian government involvement in the race that appears to strain the diplomatic protocol dictating that governments refrain from engaging in one another's elections. Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder why and how Vice President Biden got caught up in this and his son was helped out? As a result, is there any wonder here? You see the pattern emerging going back to 2017? This is not their first rodeo on the Democratic side of the aisle, trying to steal elections, trying to do whatever they could to make somebody think that something was not what it appeared to be. And by the way, as I just got done saying, this is war. It's a political war. Now, sequels are rarely better than the original. And if we've learned anything over the last 6 days, it's that the feeding frenzy over the whistleblower has overtaken Washington. It's this. Democrats want to impeach President Trump, and they do not care if the facts support their cause or not. After more than 2 years of Democrats hyperventilating, Mr. Trump was cleared of collusion and conspiracy. Democrats and their media allies overhyped their claims and won Pulitzer Prizes along the way. Yeah, they did, but they failed in their objective. Okay, let's drift on over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Hey, what's shaking, sir? Good morning. How you doing?
Okay, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll put it this way. Thanks for taking my call. I'll put it this way. What we're witnessing is you know, people have said this before, but this strict projection coming out of the Democrat Party, and in my opinion, this is not about the stereotypical Democrat versus Republican and ethnic and vice versa and this, that, and the other. This is strictly about revolution, plain and simple. Okay, everybody's talking about President Trump did it, President Trump didn't do it. This, you know, this, that, and the other, we're going to impeach. No, we're not going to impeach. My concern is that there are enough, rhinos in the Senate that should this go to a vote for removal, that there is a small possibility, I guess with anything, but I believe maybe a little bit bigger possibility that he could be removed in order to protect deep state establishment, crony, nepotism, capitalism, whatever you want to call it.
They're going to try.
Let's say he does get impeached. They got the votes in the Congress. Okay, it's just like, you know, I can't say that I was really paying attention or conscious politically enough in the late 90s. You know, I have other things to worry about, like parachutes and weapon systems. But I don't think necessarily there are impeachable offenses as far as the Constitution goes, constitutionality of the situation. However, there is enough spite and vindictiveness in a lot of these people within the Death Star of D.C., the powers that be, the hallowed halls of Congress, that this could go through. And I think whether you're on the fence about President Trump or not, or whether you're 110% supporter, the people that hate him, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I think as far as protection of the integrity of this nation internationally, and you can pay attention to international news sources, BBC, Sky News, France 24, the state-run, the state-leaning media, they're all, he did it, and he's done this, that, and the other. But you listen to the people that are off the beaten path, they are in support of our president. So I think it's incumbent upon us to do the same thing.
Are you aware what the federal governments are doing right now around the world?
They
are rushing to make deals with President Trump, because especially China, because they don't want to deal with the Democrats.
That's the elephant in the room now, isn't it? China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no one's talking about what China, very few are talking about what's going on in China.
Oh, yeah.
And even the Biden connections to China.
Uh-huh.
So, if you listen to the DNC talking points, they're very highly protective of the Chinese.
Well, Denise and I are going to get into the China thing tonight.
Sure. Roger that. I don't want to ramble on, but I just want to say,
okay.
Eyes on a swivel, or head on a swivel.
All right.
How you doing, sir?
Thank you. Eric and Seminole, we appreciate Eric very much, and we appreciate his comments, and we appreciate the service of his two sons. One still an active duty Marine. The other one is out of the Marine Corps now, and he's furthering his career and moving up the line, as they say. All righty. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us, what's on your mind?
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are busy making their impeachment case against President Trump. One focus is the phone call conversation the president had with his Ukrainian counterpart, urging him to investigate Joe Biden. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
They've been investigating President Trump for over 2 years and the entire way making baseless allegations. Speaker Pelosi, the day before the transcript came out, was saying that there was going to show that the president broke the law. And then they didn't have any quid pro quo, all of the things that they were saying.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. On CBS, Pelosi says it's clear the president was putting the squeeze on the Ukrainian president.
You withdraw a couple hundred million dollars worth of assistance to a country and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign? In other words, there's a sequencing there.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And yes, it is time for our veterans and military news, first report of the night on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. And we're going to tell you all about them. We're going to let them tell you all about themselves right now, right here. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you guys and gals about the National Aviation Academy, because I'll tell you right now, many of you that are listening to me are in a dead-end, go-nowhere job. And there are some of you that are out there that are either getting out of the military, or maybe you're getting out of high school or whatever the situation might be, and you're looking to up the ante and get yourself a really good, high-paying, in-demand job, and I got one for you. Now, check out the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Now, in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. An aviation maintenance tech starts out at least $50,000 to $60,000 per year, and you can make a lot more than that if you just want to work and do the job. Now, let me repeat that. In 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. So here's how you find out about them. You go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Ask to take the tour of one of their locations, either Concord, Mass. Outside Boston or Clearwater, Florida in the Tampa Bay area. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, again, that's naa.edu for the website and 800-659-2080 for the phone. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them, the captain sent you. It'll give you the white gloves treatment, and you'll be well on the way to a VIP tour of either one of their locations. Now, the Army, and we were talking about this earlier, the Army is proposing Arlington eligibility changes, which I say is about time, but it's because they're running out of space. Now, the Department of the Army this week proposed changing the internment and internment eligibility criteria for Arlington National Cemetery. The recommendations, which involved more than 2 years of deliberation and 250,000 survey respondents, of which I was one, are in response to a congressional mandate that directs the Army to keep the cemetery functioning as an active burial ground well into the future, defined as at least 150 years. Now, given the current rate of burials, Arlington will be closed to future burials in 3 decades, so the Army's challenge was to meet the needs of the existing veteran population while preserving space for future warriors, and one recommendation changes eligibility from the current 1 day of service to 2 years, which matches VA cemetery requirements, but another adds an additional requirement to having served in combat to being interred at Arlington. Now, other recommendations, though differing for in-ground and above-ground, specifically link eligibility to having served in combat. Also, the VA health care now is trending in the right direction. The largest nationwide survey of the VA health care system from the veterans' point of view, the VFW, helped to create our care in the aftermath of the nationwide crisis to access to care and confidence that enveloped the VA in 2014. Now, veterans do turn to the VA for high-quality, individualized care, but there is always room for improvement, especially in the areas of access to quality care inside VA medical facilities and outside in the communities when one uses the Veterans Choice Act. And very noticeable, with 74% of respondents reported seeing improvements in their local VA compared to 64% back in 2018. And 91% of the respondents recommended VA care to other veterans compared to 80% from the year before. Now, there's also the president's roadmap to empower veterans and end the national tragedy of suicide known as PREVENTS. This is a cabinet-level task force that's trying to get a handle on the veteran suicides that are out there. And the White House and the VA created this PREVENTS committee, this task force, by executive order on March 5th of this year. Now, the task force is charged with developing a comprehensive national roadmap that will combine efforts by the federal government with state, regional, business, nonprofit, faith-based, academic, and community efforts to help stop veterans' suicides. Also, the Women's Veterans Roundtable last week had a member, Megan Thomas, a VFW national staff member who spoke at the Congressional Roundtable event focused on women veterans. The congressionally mandated Women's Veterans Task Force is also committed to highlighting issues specifically affecting Sisters in Arms, and the VFW is proud to take part in important issues and add their voice to the discussions. Now, there's some important news about the elimination of the widow's tax. The United States Senate, and in particular Senator Doug Jones, Democrat of Alabama, called for a motion to instruct a vote on including the elimination of the widow's tax into the final version of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2020, known as the NDAA. Now, with a vote of 94 to nothing, the Senate unanimously voted to pass this. This is a call to action and sends a message to the NDAA conference committee members that a permanent fix of the widow's tax is long overdue. And boy, all I can say to that is amen. There is no reason in my mind for the widow of someone who served our country to be stocked with a bunch of tax. There just isn't. By the way, this week the Senate also held a hearing on toxic exposure. It's something where they talked about the VA's presumptive disability decision-making progress regarding toxic exposure. Now, the VA and DOD have been working together to develop a database of a tracked known toxic exposures by location and date, including the burn pits and other environmental hazards. Now, the database is known as the Individual Longitude Exposure Record, ILER, and it's scheduled for limited release tomorrow on October the 1st, 2019. By the way, our CARE 2019 mission, Critical Care of the Community Update, is about to come out. About 7,000 veterans completed a survey for the VFW on care as to how it is and where it's the best and where it isn't. And the 2020 VFW SBA Legislative Fellowship is now accepting applications. 10 student veterans will be selected for the semester-long program that focuses on real policy issues faced by veterans, service members, and their families. And you can apply by going to the vfw.org/student-fellowship area. That's where you'll find out. Now, next hour, we will give you the POW-MIA report and the names of the individuals who were identified and returned for internment or have already been interred. Some of them were Korean War veterans. We'll let you know all about that. But coming up, we will have our truckers report with the highways and byways out there. And let me tell you something. If you're out in the Northwest, I don't need to tell you already, it's still snowing on some of those mountaintops out there, and the snow is moving along towards the east. We'll give you an update on where everything's at right now. But the weather is getting wild and woolly up there in North Dakota, South Dakota, and the western part of Minnesota right now, with some really bad, severe thunderstorms coming your direction. Batten down the hatches. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white light.
Oh, yeah, highway junkie song gets us started out here with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to cut that short because you got to get right into it here. We got us some bad weather up there tonight in the Northwest, but it's not just the Northwest, folks. If you're in the upper Midwest, let me start with Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, where we have severe thunderstorm warnings and flash flood watches and warnings for storms that I've been watching develop and get tougher all night long here. Now, in the northern part, central part of South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota certainly is in this. You have got a severe thunderstorm warning with a flash flood watch now going up into North Dakota to include Fargo all the way up to Moorhead. You have got Moorhead, Minnesota, that is, and let's see, on up further almost to the Canadian border right now in both North Dakota and Minnesota, the western third of Minnesota, north of I-94 right now, is under a severe thunderstorm warning, and it appears to be moving to the northeast. I think it's going to skirt Minneapolis. I'm not sure that it's going to exactly hit Minneapolis directly, but there are some big old thunder boomers in this one and some flood watches and warnings along the way, too. And the northeastern and southeastern and halfway across I-94 tonight is also under that same advisory, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. So be careful up there. Now, this is out in front of the snowstorm that's behind it, and I'll get into that in a minute. Over into Wisconsin, I got to tell you, it's raining in northeastern and central Wisconsin. It's foggy right now from northern Illinois on up into Milwaukee, and it looks like over towards Madison you might have some fog trailing you that way, too. You got some high winds and some unsettled weather in the northeastern part and central part of Iowa tonight, and some rain in the northwestern part of Missouri. That kind of takes care of the Midwest for the moment. Now, let's go back out to the northwest. West in Montana, you've got snow, blowing snow, wet snow, heavy snow, because a powerful storm system is still producing several feet or more of wet, heavy snow and gusty winds in the northern Rockies. Snow is also forecast along the Rocky Mountain front, portions of the Great Basin, and other northwestern mountains. Now, trees with leaves will be vulnerable to damage. Heavy snow and strong winds will make travel difficult to impossible in a lot of places there. So keep in mind, up in Montana, certainly 4th of July, you're going to wind up chaining going over 4th of July, looks like right now. Now, where the storm has already hit and stopped in the higher elevations of Washington, of Oregon, of Idaho, of Montana, you've got black ice tonight out there on the road. So be advised and please be careful if you're on I-80, if you're on I-84, if you're on I-15 in those states, if you're on I-90 in Washington State, if you're on I-5, you've got a condition there along the western part. The whole state of Oregon tonight is under a frost and freeze advisory over there, so be careful. Some of the bridges might be freezing. And over in the mountains of California, you definitely got winter driving conditions there, as well as in the mountains of Nevada, winter driving conditions there. Frost advisory for what looks like Las Vegas tonight, and possibly some ice there also on the bridges. And western Utah, certainly that's the case. And the areas up in, red flag warning for east of 25 in Colorado. However, the mountains to the west up there, mountaintops, may be getting a dusting of snow tonight. Now, down in New Mexico, high wind warnings from the right, pretty much down I-25 all the way down until you run into the rain down there around Alamogordo and over towards Ruidoso. And it looks like you got rain tonight in El Paso. Up there in upstate New York, in upstate Vermont, in upstate New Hampshire, in Maine, you've got frost, and it's pretty cool up there, so I hope Bill Bunkley took a winter coat with him, my buddy who's up there with his family for the last couple of 3 days. Maybe they're coming back already. You got some rain along I-95 in Jersey and Long Island and southern Connecticut and Delaware tonight, and you've got some fog down there. It looks like in the Jacksonville to St. Augustine area up to Brunswick, might have some spotty fog all the way up to Savannah, Georgia, along I-95. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our very good friends at your local Pilot and or Flying J Truck Stop. And don't forget, your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Make sure you stop by, enjoy that free cup of coffee, and go on in there and tell them the captain sent you, and who knows? Sometimes they're really generous to you. It just all depends. And to our folks up there in Valdosta and in Lake Park, we appreciate you and thank you very much for playing the radio show up there. All righty. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. And I'm going to start with a question for you. Are you ready?
All right, I suppose.
It's from Eric. Well, there's no supposing about it. You either are or you aren't, so here it comes. And who would have had immediate and total access of all foreign intelligence information and potential, yet probable defense against the corruption that's been reported going on here? General Flynn, right? He wasn't he the first national advisor to the president? Wouldn't he be the first one to know all this stuff?
Well, as an advisor, he was no longer in a government role.
So he wouldn't have known about this because there's a political article that came out on the 11th of January that lays out what the Ukraine was up to. Have you seen it?
He may have known about Ukraine.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. But during the time that he was on the Trump presidential team, he was not in a government role. Because remember, Obama had fired him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wasn't he some sort? He wasn't the NSA, or was he the NSA guy already?
No.
Okay, he was just an advisor. All right, but would he have had this information? Because I think what Eric said,
everybody in government that was on a foreign relations committee or an armed services committee or, FBI, they clearly knew things because I just wrote about that last night.
Yeah.
A lot of people knew, and there were even hearings on the Hill about Ukraine.
Well, many people are pointing directly at John Brennan for being the instigator that got all this stuff going. Is there any truth to that, do you think?
I won't say that there isn't. There could be, but the Russia collusion thing, that took a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. The Kavanaugh thing took a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
What was building now? Because we said there was going to be at least a trifecta, another
yep.
operation against Trump.
Yep.
And this is not just a point one or two point people or point
nope.
persons.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, we're going to find out there's many more. I would argue mostly John Kerry.
Well, yeah, there's a good possibility there. And, oh, by the way, as we approach coming to the top of the hour break, when we come back, we are going to be talking about this Joe Biden mess and how China is involved in this, because Denise has some specific thoughts about that. And, Eric, this is going to solve your questions that you were asking earlier. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with her thoughts on Biden and China and how they play into this whole mess, because they're right smack dab in the middle of it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.